Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, Brewers, and Bucks every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, out here at SummerFest at the Hole-in-One Challenge. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Don't forget, coming up 1 hour from right now, the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Get you ready for Brewers baseball starting at 5 o'clock with Tommy Wirtz out here at SummerFest. Also, time's running out. If you haven't gone to thefanmilwaukee.com to have your chance to win tickets to see Adam Sandler. That's right, Adam Sandler and the You're My Best Friend tour comes to Fiserv Forum on October 5th. All you have to do have a chance to win is go to thefanmilwaukee.com. It's right there on the front. Click on the link. And register to have your chance to win tickets to see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, October 5th at Fiserv Forum. Make sure to do that today. Joining us now, you can see his fine-looking face right there on youtube.com/@TheFanMilwaukee. Use that at symbol, @TheFanMilwaukee. He is the one and only Chad Ryder from NFL.com. Chad, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hearing your intro to me, I'm going to say you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm not happy with you, to be honest with you. I was on my phone last night, you know, as we all do. We were on our phone, looking at Twitter, whatever, watching the Brewers game, doing whatever. Kids are getting put to sleep, so I'm kind of just looking at my phone. And all of a sudden, I get a push notification, ding, ding, on my phone from the NFL. Oh, what's this? So I cool down. Because, you know, sometimes it's breaking news. Somebody gets traded, whatever else. Chad Ryder. I'm like, oh, my boy. All right, let's see what this is all about. Do you not like the Packers anymore? Do you hate the Packers? I mean, you're a Wisconsin guy. What were you thinking? Let's talk about, first of all, where did the idea come from? You did a 7-round mock draft that redrafts everybody in the NFL. These are not just this last year's draft picks. This is every player. So Patrick Mahomes is available. Everybody's available in a full 7-round mock draft. So it's kind of like a fantasy football draft almost to a certain degree. So whose idea was this? Was this your brainchild? Did they tell you they wanted you to do this? How did this come about?
Well, about four years ago, I guess it was, they asked me to do it for the first time. Just to, you know, give us something to talk about in between mini camp, training camp. And, you know, I think it's an interesting process to go through to try to figure this out, because it's kind of like a puzzle that you don't have a picture. You have no idea what it's supposed to look like, because we've never seen anything like this where you blow up the league and redraft everybody. So I've given it a shot, try to make it interesting, try to make people think, try to make people mad, and apparently, you know, I succeeded. So, awesome.
Chad, what if the NFL actually ever did this and said, hey, man, every 10 years, everybody's going back in the hopper and we're redoing everything. So, yeah, you may have a contract, but that contract's going to transfer to your new team when you get redrafted. You blow the thing up every 10 years with some gigantic made-for-TV event that have the highest ratings ever in TV history. It would be phenomenal. But as a fan, you know, you're a Packer fan. Man, I got this stud running back we just drafted, and he's gone. Oh, my God. We only got him for 2 years. He's gone. It just happened to be at the wrong time. Or, man, I've had Tom Brady for 10 years, and he's gone. Right? I mean, that type of thing, I think, would be amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, some teams would love it, right? Like, yes. Hey, we never thought we'd have a chance to get Tom Brady. Now we do. And so that's what kind of makes it interesting in terms of, you know, shaking things up a little bit.
No doubt about it. All right, so let's talk about the Packers because that's the one we care about more than anything else. The one thing I wish you would have done, or whoever put this up would have done, would have been like the full-on every round in whatever order it was. But it's divided up by team with the numbers, so you kind of got to piecemeal it together a little bit. So Ja'Marr Chase was the Packers' first-round pick. Why wide receiver over quarterback in round one?
It's just terms of value. I think there's only so many quarterbacks are going to go above guys like Myles Garrett, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, like the top guys. So once you get past that 15 or 16 group, then you have to go to the next group. And that's what makes it difficult, because when does that break happen? You know, that's one of the more interesting things about this. Unlike a regular draft where, you know, you've got a few quarterbacks who are going to be at the top, but not like this. And the rest of the draft, when I'm putting it together, I kind of do it like a normal draft where maybe some guards, linebackers, tight ends maybe go a little bit later because of positional value, things like that. But with the quarterbacks, if you don't get one of the top guys, then you've got to go to the next group of players, which leads us to the second round.
Which I hated. I think it was the worst pick. I didn't think you were capable of making such a bad pick, Chad Ryder. I love you to death, but my God, I would have been like, what was going on? Were you distracted, watching a good movie, clicked the wrong name, whatever, something happened to distract you? Cam Ward in the second freaking round. Like, if you look, we'll get to the rest of the draft, but like, Abdul Carter's in the third round. I think I might have preferred that in the second round versus in the third round at this point. And I don't have, like I said, it's harder to read as far as like who was still on the board at 42 that was still a possibility. Like the Colts at 49, Russell Wilson went at 49 at that pick. Okay, fine. That is what it is. Not going to do much. 43 was Dexter Lawrence, the defensive tackle. I think I might have considered that at that point. Jahmyr Gibbs was 52 in the second round. Now you can debate value of running back and so forth. Aiden Hutchinson at 51. I definitely would have rather had over Cam Ward. But again, the issue is how many quarterbacks are off the board at that point, and how much longer can you wait if you don't take one in round two?
That's right. That's right. And that's the difficult part about this is, are these quarterbacks that aren't in the top 15, are they worth second-round picks? Are they worth third-round picks, fourth-round picks? That's the difficult part about it. The problem is because there's no trading up in these scenarios, you're kind of stuck where you're at. So if you don't take one at 42, you have to wait until 87. And there ain't much left at 87. I'll tell you that in terms of quarterback. You got Anthony Richardson, maybe Tyler Shuck. Maybe some people love Tyler Shuck. They'd rather have him. It's difficult at that point. And I have a lot of faith in Cam Ward. I think he's going to be very good coming out of the box. So that's kind of what I wanted to see, a dynamic playmaker getting the ball to Ja'Marr Chase downfield, because you know he can do that. You know he can run when he has to. And I think he's a guy that's going to stand up immediately and be a pretty good player.
It's our Green and Gold Update brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky, Fiverr with you. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's out here at Summerfest. The Hole-in-One Challenge brought to you by Lexus and the Fan. Your chance to hit a hole-in-one in the Island Hole out here at Summerfest by hitting it over the water. Third round. This is a redraft done by Chad Ryder, who's joining us now from NFL.com. He's done for the last 4 years. So what Chad essentially did was he took the entire NFL, put them all into a hopper, and said, all right, let's start over. So every team essentially gets to make picks. So Ja'Marr.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, Don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Chase, he takes one for the Packers. He takes Cam Ward in the second round for the Packers. You take the rookie stud edge rusher, Abdul Carter, in the third round. I love that pick because every team needs a stud pass rusher, and he would definitely be it.
Yeah, and I mean, he may not be exactly the height and the length of some of the other guys that they've got on the edge, but he's shown he can play with his hand down, and he's explosive off the edge, and he can stand up if you ask him to do that at times, a former linebacker. So I thought by that point, the veteran pass rushers that I knew would go earlier were off the board. So at that point, you start looking at the rookies like Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, these guys that haven't proved it in the NFL yet, but have the skills to really make an impact in their first year.
Chad, I want to know something else. I'm looking at the Lions draft that you had. You had Max Crosby 1, Kirk Cousins 2, Jake Matthews 3. T. Higgins got to the fourth round. I would have waited for a wide receiver than go Jamar Chase at 1 now that I see how far these wide receivers fell.
Yeah, well, like a regular draft, you don't really know that. You don't know going into the second, third round who's going to go. And, you know, when you're doing this, some teams maybe load up on wide receivers, you know, in rounds 1 and 2. But I try not to do it like a fantasy draft. You know, right. I really tried to get every team meeting some need at one of their position groups, at least in the first 4 or 5 rounds. So they have a rounded roster. So I didn't really attack, you know, wide receivers like that early on. So, yeah, maybe some of these guys that go in the fourth round that I have may go a little bit earlier if a team decides to go quarterback, wide receiver. They want to get those guys right away. That's possible, but I didn't approach it that way.
The Packers roster is Jamar Chase, Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Xavier McKinney comes home to Green Bay, Christian Benford, the cornerback, Bernard Raymond, the offensive tackle, and Breece Hall at running back 7. The Lions roster, which I like much better, Max Crosby, Kirk Cousins, you can debate Kirk Cousins, fine, Jake Matthews, T. Higgins, Javon Hargrave, the defensive tackle, Bucky Irving, a stud, and Jahdae Barron at safety. I like the Lions roster better than I like the damn Packers roster.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting how when you meet one need, and again, I wasn't going to overdo it on one position for any team. So if you're able to wait, and we see teams do this in the regular draft all the time, the Steelers, the Ravens, they wait to see what the board brings them. And they see that Bucky Irving, running backs again, even in a draft like this, could go a little lower than maybe you think their value is because of the depth at the position. Guys like Javon Hargrave came off injury. Is he going to be 100% healthy this year? He's a veteran player. You know, what are you really getting out of him for this year? So, it's a crapshoot with some of these guys to know how healthy they're coming off after last year. Are they on the end of their career? Or are they still in the prime? you know, you have to kind of think about those things and figure out where to place them.
Chet Ryder, NFL.com, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy C. Sparky Pfeiffer with you on The Fan as we broadcast live from Summerfest at the Hole-in-One Challenge, brought to you by Lexus and The Fan. So make sure, go check out his redraft, tweet at him and tell him he's nuts for taking Cam Ward in the second round and flood his timelines, have some fun with him. Well, I want to pick your brain on something because I've been being made fun of for quite some time about a couple of different things here. I don't know how far you think the Packers are away from doing anything significant. But I feel like if you added Hendrickson or TJ Watt to this defense, that is a huge upgrade and puts them in a much closer position to winning the NFC and being in the Super Bowl. I know you have to pay either one of them, whether it be Watt or Hendrickson. And I just feel like this team, Goody specifically, just does not have the courage, to go do something crazy and try to go get one of these guys. Who cares if you give up a couple of first-round picks or whatever it ends up being at the end of the day? His first-round picks haven't been anything to write home about for the most part anyhow at this point. And your new president, Ed Policy, is like, hey, dog, you got 2 years left, and then we'll see what happens and kind of go from there. Now, I don't think they're getting fired. I don't think LaFleur is getting fired. I don't think there's a hot seat or whatever the case may be. But this is a dude saying, hey, man, I'm not really playing around here. Like, we're just not going to be guaranteed jobs forever. I want to go win a Super Bowl. He wants it on his resume, too. And if you're Goody, the easiest way to do that is get me a stud pass rusher to put opposite of Rashawn Gary. Now you can rush four. Now you can be legitimate with what Jeff Hafley wants to do on defense. I think it's a complete game changer. It just doesn't feel like there's any urgency whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's difficult because when they make those kind of trades, you know, there's a risk involved because, you know, one injury and not only have you lost that guy for the year, but you've also lost the draft capital try to replace. Right. That's always in the back of your mind. And look, like the Milwaukee Bucks aren't afraid to do anything, right? And Packers may take a lesson from them at some
Thank
point.
Thank you.
And, you know, nobody, you know, going into last year, nobody expected them to sign Xavier McKinney. Nobody expected them to go get Josh Jacobs, and they did those things. So they're starting to break out of the shell a little bit. So if they could get a good deal for those guys, I think they have to consider it. I wouldn't go against you on that because I do think they need an impact defender to really make that next step. And if Jordan Love can make the next step, if the wide receivers can make the next step, then they would give the Lions and the Eagles a run for the money in the playoffs.
A lot of people have been speculating for a couple months now, but now that he's actually there, Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, the Packers will move one of these wide receivers maybe to Pittsburgh to give them somebody else to play with. To my surprise and shock, it took to the last year of his career, possibly, Aaron Rodgers to actually work out with his wide receivers in the offseason, which apparently he's doing in Malibu now. Where was that this whole other time? I have no idea. The last time he did this was, his first 2 years he worked out with James Jones and those guys out in California when he was a backup. I think that was the last time we've seen it. So congratulations to him for doing this. Do you, if you're the Packers, go down that road of exploring, maybe moving one of these wide receivers?
Again, I think it depends on what you get in return. We've seen injuries on how they can cripple a receiver. Yep. So I don't think just moving one just to move one makes a lot of sense, especially with Christian Watson. You don't know how he's going to be healthy. There's no guarantees that they're going to be stacked at receiver all year long. But somebody in the middle of preseason decides somebody gets hurt, you're able to get second, third round pick for somebody that maybe you didn't expect, then you probably look at it at that point. But, at corner and at wide receiver, you try to keep it as deep as possible in order to give Jordan Love the best chance he's got in taking that next step.
Chad Ryder, NFL.com. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder. On his Twitter account, it says NFL draft researcher /analyst with NFL media since 2011. Draftnik since 2001. Thanks for making me feel old with the 2001 reference. Secondly, it should just be the man at NFL.com. That should be in your little Twitter byline. The man.
Well, it wouldn't have happened without you, Sparky. So I appreciate it.
No. But the man NFL.com, Ian Rappaport, all that stuff. Get out of here. It's all about Chad Ryder at the end of the day. Chad, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. I appreciate you, and I'm sure we'll talk throughout the season.
Yeah, it sounds great, Sparky. Thanks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.